Carol, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing well. Thank you.
There are some who would say that our beloved mayor has put a whammy on our phones.
I'm not touching that one.
I say that in jest, Mayor Brunero. You're always welcome to call, that is for sure. A couple questions for you. First of all, when it comes to taxes in the city of Lansing, is there a consideration to raise taxes in Lansing or create a new tax?
All I can tell you is what I've read in the city pulse. There's not been any presentation made to the council as a whole. My understanding is the Public Service Committee is looking at the potential of raising taxes by a half a mil to complete sidewalks within the city of Lansing.
How do you think that's going to go over?
Well, I don't support it. You know, that would take us to our maximum cap with this. I think right now this is not the time to do that. We do have the ability, and again, I think one of the other issues that we have out there is we have crumbling infrastructure that we should be looking at just replacing and making safe the sidewalks that we currently have, let alone adding to that. There's just a number of problems I see with this at this particular time.
All right, now for the sidewalks, is that to fix bad infrastructure with our sidewalks? Is that to add more? Is that a combination?
I really don't know. There has not been a presentation to council on this. This is something that's been done in committee, other than what I've read in the city polls. Council members have not been briefed on what this is. I know that there is a meeting this week with the Public Service Committee and whether they're going to be bringing it out after that. But whether we're talking about fixing or whether we're talking about creating new ones, I think the issue that we have out there is that would take us to our maximum cap. And the concern that I have is there are a number of issues out there that might drive us to that anyways when we look at reduced revenues and a number of other things that we still have to work our way through. And I just don't believe that this is the time for it. A number of people have called me since they've gotten their tax bill that's due in August, and part of that concern was the increase in the millage for police and fire and roads, and that they were under the assumption that their tax, they would not receive that much of an increase. And some people are really struggling even with this increase out there. So I just don't believe this is the time to do it.
What's your take on information being floated that there may be a presentation in regards to adding a new tax, but City Council didn't find out first, other entities did?
Well, again, I don't believe that that's the way that you bring people on board. I think, again, when we look back at what the committee has done, there is no reference to this discussion in the minutes, and what you hear it on is either on the radio, on TV, or picking up a newspaper and reading it. And I think that when we're talking about something this serious, it should be something that is reflected in the minutes and is reflected for all council members, if nothing more than bringing them up to date, that there is going to be some discussion on it, and we've not seen that.
Okay, bring us up to date with the deal that the developers want to do in regards to the Red Cedar Golf Course. They need more land. Where are we with that?
Well, we're going to be getting a presentation from the administration on the 20th during the committee of a whole on this. We understand that the mayor's picked one of the projects for this. Reading online on the website that listed all the projects, it appears that this particular project is going to need a little bit more than what the 12 acres was that the voters have already supported, and that there would still be green space that would be park-like that would be open to the public for their use. So we'll be receiving, as well as the public, on the 20th additional information on this. And why the mayor feels that this is the best project that was brought forth by going through the bid process.
What do you think?
Well, I think it sounds interesting. The concern I've had has been the green space and the idea that it be maintained. I think part of what I understand with this particular project is that it would remain open to the public and that the developer, instead of the city, would be responsible for maintaining it. So those are, I think, some interesting concepts out there when we look at public-private partnership.
Is the city selling its soul by selling all this parkland?
Pardon me, Tony?
Is the city selling its soul by selling all this parkland?
Well, that is a concern. I mean, the concern is, do you allow something to depreciate in value and not maintain it so that the public will say, go ahead and sell it? And that's a concern. The other concern is that we don't have enough revenue coming in to maintain our green spaces, and we've got to come up with a way to make sure what we have is taken care of. And so that's why I think it's interesting to sit here and listen to what this is and to see what the public feels about it. I was somewhat surprised at the overwhelming vote, even though we do know that there was a small turnout, to sell Waverly Golf Course. So I think the public is saying to us, and I hear it again when I'm out in the neighborhoods, about maintaining what we've got. So if this allows us to do that, I think that it's something that we have to definitely look at.
You know, Carol, you're going to lose your moniker of Carol No Growth Woods by supporting projects like this. You know that?
Well, you know, I as we talked before, Tony, I think the thing is that you have to ask the question on how this best relates to the community and all the issues that you have out there. And then if it does, then you vote yes. If you've got concerns about that and it doesn't meet some of the criteria and the things that you have your core values in, then you're obliged to vote no. So, again, I'm willing to look at this project. I'm willing to listen to what information's out there and then vote accordingly.
Carol, any new news on the meeting process with the city of Lansing? Are you going to cut your meetings? What are we going to do?
Well, I think that's really funny the way this has been played in the press, because what council said when we allowed to have this put on the ballot was, if we decrease the meetings to 26, on the other 24 Mondays, we'd have a committee of the whole. So we would actually be still meeting 50 times a year. We have not had the ability, because the way the schedule is, to have some in-depth committee of the whole meetings that allow us to look at issues and to really get our teeth into them and look at some of the policies and the issues that the public brings forward with some of their concerns. So what this will do will be allowing us to do that. The only difference is the clerk won't be there. Everybody else will be there. Council members will be there. The public will be able to be there. We will have security there to make sure that it's a secure place. But, again, we committed that we would still be there for 50 weeks a year.
All right, and before I let you go, there's a fundraiser that you are supporting. Tell us about the Celebrating Survivor Cancer Survivors Fashion Show.
Well, this is celebration that's been going on for a few years, and what this is you have people that have conquered cancer, and it allows them to step forward, to feel good about themselves. The fundraiser raises money to help anywhere with, from wigs to some of the issues that cancer survivors need. And it's just a terrific event that celebrates life, hope, and the legacy of the people that have gone through this, whether men, women, or children.
All right. This is an event. If you want more information, go to 853-7793. Thanks so much, Carol.